was your degree?
It was multimedia. But it was, I sort of went along to talk about interactive art, really, which is what...
That's what Tom did as well, about, yeah. Wasn't it? There was a guy called Bruce, do you remember
that's that? Right,
he was one of the robot guys, yeah. Wasn't he? He did all the crazy stuff with cars. Mm. They were amazing.
Yeah.
Really incredible.
Do you think any of you might have any pictures of those in your loft?
No.
I should have pictures, but I think I may have lost them. I need to look.
Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah, because I did. The night before we came down, I started looking, basically.
Not enough time.
This was pre-camera phones.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
you had to make the effort.
Yeah, you did. You had to carry a camera around.
So that was, thinking about all together. And who ran the bar then? Because I wasn't involved in that. Where did the bar come from and things? There was a whole kind of...
Don't remember the bar.
Was there a bar?
There was a bar,
because that was where my face grilled
they were behind
images were part of the bar. One was making the wall up, really, and the other one was...
I was obviously teetotal.
I was too drunk.
So then after Altogether, what happened then? What came next? Was there a gap and then Prophecy?
Yeah, well, I think the next thing that I worked on was Alice.
Oh, right. What did you do in Alice then?
I made some props and I painted the floor cloth.
Right.
Well, where did you go with Alice?
So that was up.
I didn't tour with Alice.
Oh, didn't you?
I was up in Bridge End in the piss and rain.
Yeah.
I remember we had to have those enormous big blue fan heater things to try and dry stuff because everything was soaking wet.
What was I doing? I was doing stuff with wood. I must have been building set. Stayed. No. What was I doing?
I don't know.
I was doing something.
What did we do with Alice? I can't even quite remember the show and who
was that the one?
Abby? And
Lisa and Hazel were both working on it.
Yeah.
That was because Tom was starting to play the idea of creating sets that could fold down, be transported quite easily. So he was doing a fair bit of welding, but I do remember doing stuff with plywood.
I can't remember a lot of complicated set in Alice.
No, it was just that door.
Maybe boxes.
Oh, yeah.
There was a door part, which was a wooden frame structure that stood up, but then it was mainly just the floor cloth and then mats and boxes.
What was the floor cloth painted?
It was like a really wonky checkerboard.
I remember.
And just painted on canvas.
And
there was a few small props. There was a music box and
And
a
where
clock
did we go?
And stuff.
Where did they go? Because we didn't. We stayed at home.
We didn't tour with it, no.
But you came to see that show whilst we were touring around.
Well,
we were still
working on it during all the rehearsals and stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about Prophecy. Were you involved in Prophecy?
No, but I kind of, when Altogether was done, I pretty much then left the company, really. I wasn't involved in anything else apart from little bits and pieces. I did kind of workshop stuff up in the valleys, basically. Bargoed and
Bryn Mawr,
yeah. Which were...
alien thing.
That's right.
That, yeah.
Yeah, so I did a load of that stuff, and then that was pretty much my involvement with the company done, really. I was then set up Fair Play with Jamie. And
was that the place where you were doing workshops up the valley? I mean, that was quite an important thing that NoFit did.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Take its stuff out into places that hadn't seen it. And was that the place where there was a lot of young stilt walkers and a fire thing as well?
No, we did a performance at the Caerphilly Festival, which then became the Big Cheese, but it wasn't called that then. And basically we did stuff in the tent with all these kids, and I started off it with about 150 kids, and by the time it got to the end, as soon as they found out they had to be in a show, the numbers plummeted. I ended up with about 30 kids.
Mm.
And we put on a really good show, but it was quite interesting because I was working with two groups separately. And then a week before this show, I was kind of working out what all the different kids could do. And then I had to bring them all together. So this group, sort of two groups of 15 kids really had never met, kind of ended up spending 3 or 4 days together and putting this show on. And it was, points of it were really hard work, you know what I mean? Mm. Sort of having to deal with the fear of performing, you know, just literally just before they're due to go on, they were all shitting their pants and, I'm not going to do it. And it was just like, it was quite interesting. And it was all filmed by what was BBC Four starting at the time.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
And we were doing this film, they wanted us to drive past a sign in Tobago, me and Sarah, it was. And of course, they'd mic'd us up. We forgot we had to mic some. And so we're driving past this sign again and again. And we're really moaning about it because they want us to go back. And then Sarah started talking about wanting to shag the sound guy. Which is hilarious. Because it was only when we stopped and we realised that he had been listening to that. Poor bastard, he was so scared of Sarah. She had been quite blatantly talking about, graphically talking about what she wanted to do to him. Which is quite funny, to be honest. But yeah, they ended up doing a really horrible edit of this programme. And there was one point I was really tearing my hair out with all these kids, and I walked out of this dressing room and they had the camera on me, and I just kind of went, oh, sometimes you just want to hit them with a fucking great big stick. And that was the last quote that they put on their fucking TV.
No.
Which was really shit.
Yeah.
And you know, kind of watched it on the TV and went, and Ali looked at me with a kind of,
but
it was just like, actually, that was a really shit thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it was a moment of real frustration.
Yeah.
And of course, I would never consider doing that.
No, yeah, no, yeah.
But that's kind of
second out of the whole event.
It was a bit. So I wasn't very pleased by that, to be honest. But at the same time, didn't really give a shit because it was on BBC Four and nobody watched it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Kelly's telly, you know.
But it made me very wary of how people edit stuff afterwards. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, you do have to be very careful about what you say because
they can paint whatever picture that they want, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so when did you first meet Riley? Because where did Riley show up? I mean, Riley never really juggled, did he?
He did, though.
Did he?
Yeah, so did we.
He gave Riley.
But we never did it professionally.
Riley gave me my first set of clubs.
Yeah.
Oh. And I've still got them.
And we learnt the past, didn't we, doing that? Because I had a set of clubs.
Yeah.
And with Riley's intervention, we learnt it.
Yeah.
Really?
Because Riley was involved with Altogether.
Yeah, he built that amazing bridge.
Yeah.
Forever known as Riley's Bridge.
That's right.
And I do have a photo of that.
That'd be good.
But there's a photo of us painting, I think it's your flyover.
Oh,
and,
right. So we do have a...
Really see the flyover. I think it was when they were marking it out on the floor. But we're under the construction of Riley's bridge. And
of course, he actually had to hang this painting as well as do all the other stuff.
Yeah. And he worked out how to get all the car front onto the wall and stuff, because there was performers in there. Wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that was quite a feat of engineering.
God, I forgot about that.
It was amazing. Good days.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think in Alice, I remember him doing, Riley, was making the net at the back.
That's right, yes.
You remember that was for Alice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Or was that for Treasure Island?
I think there was kind of a net in most of them,
didn't he?
But it was quite a skill he had, wasn't it, splicing?
Yeah, well, he used to do all the rigging as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
The trapeze stuff.
Yeah. But laying that rope out and crossing, and it was a bit of a piece de la resistance, I think, that.
Yeah.